Let's continue reading verses 14 through 26 of James chapter 2. Now, in the second half of the chapter, we have one of the most discussed and debated passages in the Bible. This is where we read that faith without works is dead. James chapter 2, beginning now at verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? Whereas the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Once again, let's consider a few background notes. Down through the centuries of church history, Christians have discussed and debated this passage of Scripture as to its meaning. Many Christians have had problems with these verses because they seem to be saying that salvation is not by faith alone. There must also be good works because faith without works is dead. The great reformer Martin Luther referred to James as the epistle of straw because of this passage of Scripture. To Luther, it seemed that James was contradicting the Apostle Paul, especially Paul's epistle to the Romans. Romans chapter 4, verse 5 says, but to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. And Romans 5, verse 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Notice it doesn't say, therefore, being justified by faith plus works, we have peace with God. No. So it seems, you see, that James is contradicting this. And what about Ephesians 2, 8, and 9? For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And what about Titus 3, 5? Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. So how is James' statement then that faith without works is dead to be harmonized with these other clear scriptures that emphasize that we are saved by faith alone and not by works or by any combination of faith and works? These scriptures must be harmonized because the Bible does not contradict itself. The Bible is God's word, and God does not contradict himself. Well, that brings us to our doctrinal or teaching points for the second half of James chapter 2. Doctrinal point number one, faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. Twice we read in this section that faith without works is dead. Verse 17, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. And verse 26, whereas the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So there is no doubt that James is clearly teaching that faith without works is dead. And verses 14 through 16 make it clear that the works James has in mind are the good works of helping people who are in need. Let's read verses 15 and 16 once again. If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? So certainly when James is talking of the works here. He's thinking of what we normally think of as good works, right? Helping people who are in need. So is James teaching here that we are saved by a combination of our faith in Christ and our good works? Many people who call themselves Christians believe this. But it can't mean this, because that would mean that we're not saved by God's grace. If you add works to grace, it is no longer God's grace. And it would mean that Christ's death on the cross for our sins was not completely sufficient to pay for the penalty of our sins. And it was not completely sufficient to save us. After all, we would have to add our good works in order to get into heaven. What a contradiction in the Bible this would be. So what then does James mean when he says, faith without works is dead? What James is talking about here is the kind of faith that saves. The kind of faith that saves. There's no contradiction in the Bible here. James is not saying something contrary to what the Apostle Paul said. James is not saying that our salvation is by works or a combination of faith and works. No. James is describing saving faith. That is the kind of faith that saves a person. It is a faith that works. Good works is evidence of saving faith. Good works are not the root of salvation. They are the fruit of salvation. If people say that they have faith, but there is no evidence of this faith in their lives, then it is mere profession with the mouth. That kind of faith won't save a person. That's what verse 18 is all about. But someone will say, you have faith, I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. In other words, if a person has genuine saving faith, there will be some evidence of good works. God, of course, looks at the heart and can see whether or not a person has saving faith. But man cannot see the heart. The only way we can tell if a person who says they have faith really has faith is by the evidence of good works. See, you're getting two different perspectives. In Romans, you're getting God's perspective. He sees the heart. Doesn't have to see any works. But in James, you're getting the horizontal perspective of saving faith. How man sees saving faith. Can't see the heart, but it's evidenced by good works. Illustration. If a man tells me that he loves his wife, but there is no evidence of this in his life, all he does is sit around, watch TV, and eat while his wife slaves away and serves him, does he really love his wife? Or does he just say that he loves his wife? You see the illustration? Without the evidence of good works, faith is mere profession and not a viable faith at all, but a dead faith. Faith without works is dead. Doctrinal point number two. Abraham and Rahab did works of faith. Abraham and Rahab did works of faith. In verses 21 through 26, James mentions Abraham and Rahab as examples of believers who did works of faith. In Genesis 15, verse 6, we read that Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Now, Paul quotes this verse in Romans chapter 4 to show that Abraham was saved by faith and not by works. James is not contradicting Paul here when he says in verse 21, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? There's no contradiction here. The key is in verse 23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. God had declared Abraham righteous based on his faith in Genesis 15, 30 years before the offering of Isaac on Mount Moriah, which comes in Genesis chapter 22. But the offering of Isaac proved that Abraham had saving faith. It was evidence that his faith was genuine. It was not just a mere profession. In that way, you see, Abraham was justified by works. The works proved that Abraham had the right kind of faith. They were works of faith. The same was true of Rahab, verse 25. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? This verse is not a contradiction to Hebrews 11:31, which says, by faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. Hebrews 11:31. The point that James is making is that Rahab was justified by works in that Rahab's works proved her faith. They were evidence of her faith. Rahab's protection of the Hebrew spies was evidence of her saving faith in the God of Israel, the one true God. They were works of faith. You know, it's interesting that the Holy Spirit had James choose Abraham and Rahab as examples of works of faith, because apart from faith, their works were not good works at all. In the case of Abraham, apart from faith, it was attempted murder, sacrifice of his son. In the case of Rahab, apart from faith, it was treason. But these were works of faith that were evidence of their true faith. Abraham and Rahab did works of faith. Practical application. Do you believe more than the demons? Do you believe more than the demons? Look back at verse 19. You believe that there is one God? You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. James' point here is that saving faith is more than head knowledge. Why, even the demons believe, as far as acknowledging facts. Demons are very orthodox in their belief. Demons don't doubt that Jesus is God and that he is the only way of salvation, but demons don't have saving faith. Do you have saving faith, or is it just head knowledge? Just mental assent to certain facts. We've seen from James chapter 2 that saving faith is evidenced and proved by good works. Otherwise, it may be just a mere profession of the mouth and head belief only. If it is only head belief, it is dead belief. Do you believe more than the demons?